Jay and Amir here, they come from different worlds. Amir is good at math and Jake loves texting girls. It may sound crazy, but you should try shooting them an email when you need some good advice. They will tell you what to do. So listen to If I Were You. So listen to If I Were You.
Darius Rucker himself. Ta-da, and thank you.
We've been hootied.
We got hootied by the blowfish.
It's funny. If you're 20 years old and under, you don't realize that Hootie was the biggest thing. That was the only song
He's still wildly popular.
Is he?
Yeah, he's like a big country singer.
Darius Rucker?
Darius Rucker. Not Hootie and the Blowfish, but Darius Rucker is a big-time country star.
That guy who wrote the song, his name is CJ Malm, and he said, if you like it, please shout out my internet radio station, popsourceradio.com.
All right, we liked it. We shouted it out.
We're even, CJ. That's enough.
We owe you nothing more, CJ.
You and me, we come from different worlds, CJ.
We're done here now, CJ.
Hootie.
Hootie.
I love it.
Hootie hoo.
If you have your own theme song, let's just ask for them right now. You can, it doesn't have to be parody, it can be an orige. You can send that to ifireyoushow@gmail.com.
Gracias.
How's it going?
Fine.
Sorry.
Let's stick to the script.
I forgot that every one of these episodes is thoroughly, specifically scripted. That's why we only do one a week. It takes us 6 days to write, rehearse, and sound casual.
I'm off book.
Oh, really?
I'm off book right now.
I'm off book. Yeah. Yep. Wow. Look at that.
Insane.
That's correct. That's your next line.
Stop reading the script.
Jesus, you're good.
I know.
My talent is being able to talk as if I'm not reading. Yeah, like right now it sounds like I'm, I don't know, making up words on the spot, right?
Whoa, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
But you're actually reading.
Uh-huh.
I can read along with you. Here we go.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Here we go.
Let's get started. This is If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the internet, hosted by us. I'm Amir.
And I'm Jake.
Wow.
You read my line. We are through the looking glass. How's your mom's book selling?
I don't know. I can tell you this much. When I first logged on to Amazon, it said there were 10 left in stock.
Yeah.
And then there were 7 left in stock last night. And this morning, there's 4 left in stock.
So
it's moving.
We're moving units.
I don't know how many books they printed initially. Like, how much is in a first run? I feel like books are so unpopular
10.
These days.
Just those 10.
So it'd be really funny if we could sell out the 10 copies they printed and have them really scramble to make more. They'll think they have the next Harry Potter on their hands.
I started reading it last night.
You did?
Yeah.
How do you like it?
Good. I'm on page 12.
All right.
I just realized I don't really read fiction.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, it feels like, I know this is a wrong thing to think, but it's like, shouldn't I read nonfiction? Shouldn't I learn real stuff? Like, if I'm going to be spending time reading, I should be learning instead of just reading a story.
I think you learn stuff from fiction, though. I mean, that's why they have you read Catcher in the Rye when you're younger.
Yeah, it's more
Lord
like
of the Flies. It's like life lessons and sort of being empathetic and human and following a story.
But it's like in school, you go to history class and they don't, like, sometimes it's like, okay, I'm just going to tell you a fictional story.
Yeah.
That's how I view reading as. It's like, oh, if I'm going to be reading, I'm going to be learning something real.
Yeah. I like reading nonfiction because, like, you read something and you're like, holy shit, that's crazy. And then you check in with yourself, and it really happened.
Yeah. Oh. Don't get me wrong. I think I'm incorrect. It is good to read fiction.
I think it's good to read both.
Yeah. And I guess this is a good way to, if you, like me, are only reading nonfiction, it's a fun way because I know that your mom wrote it.
Yeah, that's
nice. I never know the author.
That's true.
Like.
Now you do.
Yeah.
My little mother.
Mommy. Your little mother.
I'm so proud of you. Mommy, I love you.
All right, that's...
I love my mother.
I know.
I really do.
I know.
She's a saint and a queen.
And your mom
now
ain't.
She's an author. On top of that all. And yes, that's true. My mom's accolades do nothing but diminish other mothers.
No, I don't think so.
I think my mom's the best, right?
Okay.
So that means there's got to be a mom that's in the middle, and there's got to be a mom that's the worst.
Imagine moms in threes?
Well, I think there's three. There's sort of middle of the road moms. You did all right.
Yeah.
Best moms, mine.
Yeah.
And then number one, mine. And then like the bottom half of the barrel.
Worst.
And
yeah.
I think your mom is honestly.
Jesus.
I do think
you're tiptoeing around. Why don't you just
your
stay
mother
polite?
Is scum of the earth, a bottom feeder at the Mariana Trench. I'm serious. She's a flat.
I was
fish,
gonna let it go.
An eel.
I was gonna.
She's actually a worm under the ocean. Can you imagine that?
No.
The Mariana Trench, sand at the bottom. Below that. There are worms that haven't even been discovered yet.
Yeah.
That's your mother.
My mom's written 11 books.
Yeah, and they were all fucking great.
That's why I'm jealous.
I was thinking yesterday about, like, I think, like, my mom did such a great job at being a parent. Like, I liked being raised by her. Doesn't that not happen to everybody?
Yeah. Were you never ashamed of your mom? Did you ever go through the teenage period where you're embarrassed by your mom?
I was never embarrassed by my mom.
You never hated her?
I've grown loving her more and more each day. I definitely had, I mean, we had our spats and fights and stuff.
You yelled at her angrily.
Yeah, but never in like, there was never a period of time where I thought she sucked.
And now as an adult, do you have any like critiques? Like, oh, I wish she would have done this differently.
No.
You think she aced it?
She threw a perfect game.
At Child Revolution, it's 100%.
Perfect.
Yeah.
She can do no wrong.
So she killed it.
Nailed it.
And she had six children, so she had to juggle a lot.
Well, I think she focused on me. For instance, Micah's a problem child.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's a little piece of shit. I think it's because he was neglected.
He's a dirt devil.
He's a bottom feeder.
He's a worm next
the
to
Mariana
my mom.
Trench.
All right, let's get started. What is this? This is an advice podcast. People email us, ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com, and they're in a sticky situation, a difficult dilemma, an impasse in their lives, and they're wondering if we have any advice for them.
Sticky situation, difficult dilemma.
Yeah.
The alliterations, that's really nice.
Yeah, sticky situation, a difficult dilemma, a rough road.
Yep.
A rough road.
A rough road. Impractical impasse.
And they're seeking advice. They're seeking solace.
They're after
they're asking
advice.
It after advice. And our offering
is to tell them.
No, we've started a pattern that I don't want to continue.
How we can help. Let's low.
Let's low.
Let's low. Let's low, baby.
It's a slant rhyme. All right, this is a real email from a real person. Gonna give him a fake name to preserve his anonymity.
Nice.
Maybe we should name him after characters in your mom's book.
That's a lovely idea.
Disappear Home, available on Amazon right now. So we'll call this guy Adam.
Nice.
Hi, my name is Adam. I'm 16 years old and a new fan of the show. To give some background information, I got into my first real relationship 4 months ago, in which I've had everything from my first kiss all the way to my first blowjob.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Here's the issue. I'm a pretty self-conscious guy, and she doesn't often give me compliments on my looks unless I tell her that I don't think that I'm attractive. I wouldn't have a problem with this if it weren't for the fact that she often says how attractive other guys are. For example, one time I was looking through her pictures, her looking through them with me, when I find a picture of a male model and she tells me to click away as she gets shivers. It doesn't end there. It'll be people we know. She'll say that so-and-so is so hot, or as once said about a friend of mine, sexy as fuck. Am I over-exaggerating? Should I tell her that this is really discouraging for me, or should I just suck it up? I am known to often overthink. Any feedback would be greatly appreciated. Thanks. Love, Adam.
Wow. That was a real roller coaster of a question for me.
Yeah, because at first you didn't know what to think.
Well, at first, that wouldn't really be... sorry, that wouldn't be a roller coaster.
Oh.
If at first I didn't know what to think.
But then you started then thinking.
I guess that would be sort of like a Tower of Terror, where
it
just
starts
like,
high and then it just falls.
But this is like... I started with like... This guy sucks. He's like, she doesn't give me compliments unless I insult myself.
Yeah.
You're like, that's so insecure. And you're just like baiting for compliments. But then it sounds like she's like, she sounds awful.
So you went from being on her side to being on his side by the end.
I think, well, yeah, I don't know. I feel bad for him at least.
Right. But is this heartache worth blowjobs?
Yeah. Blowjobs are pretty cool, buddy.
Yeah, you
and this is the only girl that will ever blow you. Yeah. So let's stick it out.
Well, she is 16. Who knows when the next blowjob will come?
I don't know. I don't really buy like staying in a relationship because the sex is good. That's like,
doesn't it seem like you would buy that?
No, because this sex is good all the time anywhere.
But if someone is horrible and it gives you an amazing sex.
I don't think that like one person is so good at sex that it would ever be worth me feeling bad in any other way. Like sex is good all the time. And if you find somebody else who's like, this person's really great, they make me feel amazing and the sex is bad, then like, hey, you got a little closer, but you still haven't nailed it. So like, let's keep on looking.
I guess it matters what your priorities are.
Well, I just think that there's enough people in the world that you can always find something that satisfies way, like, if not all of your needs, a bunch of them. Lots of check marks.
That's very optimistic of you.
It's very true of me.
Well, that's
all, folks. Next question.
Still reading the script. That's not true for everybody.
Yes, it is.
Some people have to take the blows with the blows.
That's not true.
You know what I mean?
No, I don't.
So some people...
you're saying some people's lot in life is to be unhappy and get good blowjobs?
That's right.
I disagree.
You know what? That's better than being unhappy and getting no blowjobs.
I disagree because out there, there's a guy who is confident and secure and doesn't mind hearing his girlfriend say that other guys are hot, but also likes blowjobs. So this girl sounds like a good fit for that guy and not this guy. You know what I'm saying?
So this guy isn't necessarily good for this girl.
I think there's like... We all... Yeah. Let's everybody right now stop whoever we're hooking up with and move one to the left.
Whoa.
You think
everyone's just
I think if we
that.
All shift
we'll be with our perfect mates. And by to the left, what do you mean by that?
Beyonce. Literally to the left, to the left. Everything you own in a box to the left. In the closet. That's my stuff. Yes, if I bought it, please don't.
Is that the actual
you lines? Must not know about me. You must not know about me.
Is that all true, that everything you own in a box to the left?
Yes.
What does that mean? It doesn't matter.
I guess, yeah, I think it just means that's where the box is.
Gotcha. So what would you suggest to this guy?
I think, well, initially, perhaps a conversation, because it's kind of weird to like break up with her out of the blue and she'll be pretty confused.
Yeah.
So you might say, hey, I don't really like hearing about you finding other guys attractive. Maybe wait until she does it, and then you say, hey, I'm going to stop you right there. What just happened? I don't like that.
Maybe like a slap on the wrist, or like how you hit a cat on the nose.
Yeah,
like
rubber nose.
Yeah.
Like if she's like looking at your friend saying he's sexy.
Yeah,
rubber nose in him. No. No.
Maybe a spray bottle.
Yeah, it's just
so like you're training someone.
I think you say, excuse me, that made me feel bad for the following reasons. And then we see if the behavior changes or corrects itself, or if she resists, or, you know, whatever, whatever. You voice your concerns. You see how your partner reacts. And if it's positively, great. The relationship is growing and strengthening and it's becoming better and you can stay in it and get blowjobs and hear less and less how she finds other men attractive, which, you know... We're always going to find other people attractive, but
yeah.
Maybe you just tell her, I don't like to hear it.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
And then we see if she adapts and changes, or if she fights back with a coherent argument and you change. But whatever, the two options are the relationship strengthening or the relationship weakening. And we'll see what happens
after this.
You speak your mind.
Here's my issue.
Okay.
Two things.
One, sorry, I just want you to, I'm getting pissed because I don't like to be disagreed with.
I'm not disagreeing. I'm adding.
I guess it makes me small.
All right. Just chill. I'm voicing my opinion. It's different than yours. I'm not saying yours is wrong.
Why is it? So mine sucks and yours is the best.
No, I'm just I'm broaching a new subject.
Congrats. You made me feel like shit. All right, now go ahead.
When you ask someone in a relationship to start doing something, it's almost like that's a lose-lose. Because when they start doing it, it just feels like it's a weak thing because they're only doing it.
And this is
not because they want to.
This is something we've had disagreements about in the past as well. Because you say like, say a woman is upset with her boyfriend because he never posts pictures of her on Instagram.
Yeah,
which
exactly.
is something that's happened in our, I think it's happened to us before.
Yeah.
It's not in our real
people
life.
People have emailed us in.
And you say, if the guy starts posting pictures of her on Instagram, it's like, you're only doing that because I told you.
Yeah.
But I say, yes, he is doing that because like it was something that wasn't important to him, but he found out it was important to you. So he's changed his behavior. And isn't that a beautiful thing?
But if you're the girl, would you rather have that? Or would you rather just sit in silence and wait until he does it naturally?
He'll never do it naturally. So you have to just, I don't know, if it's something that bothers you, you have to accept that it bothers you and it's not bothering your girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
So the fact that she says other guys are hot bothers you. It doesn't bother her.
Well, here's why I think that part is okay, because you're asking her to stop doing something. To ask her to stop doing something feels like it's at least you're gaining some. Like, that's a good thing. Like, she'll no longer compliment other guys. Like, that way, it doesn't feel like she's doing something for you. She's not doing. Do you understand the subtle difference between those two things?
Right.
Like, I don't want you to start doing something. I want you to stop doing something. And if I ask somebody to stop doing something and they do stop doing it,
to me, it's all changing behavior. To me, it's all, you're trying to alter behavior. I get what you're saying, that starting to do something more is a little tougher to start doing something less.
Yeah, to stop, like, to ask someone to stop smoking, I think that's fine. To ask someone to start doing something else, I don't know, I feel like that's, it might be asking too much, and then when it does happen, it just doesn't, it doesn't seem worth it.
Well, here's what I would say. This is where the pure heart rule comes in. PHR.
Scores.
Do you mind if I talk about the PHR for a second?
Patent pending.
It's, okay, patent pending. Okay, the patent was pent. It really was. It's been patented. It's been trademarked. It's been copyrighted. I am the proud owner of phr.com.gov/k-12.jakehurwitz.edu.tumblr.com. Okay, you can log on today. It's going to be a 404 error,
of course,
but that's fine because that's what I programmed the page to be.
Gotcha.
Okay. So what you need to do is tell your girlfriend that you don't like this. Oh, wait, sorry. This is not about that guy. So the pure heart rule is you tell your partner something that you want to change in their behavior without any expectation, without saying, like, without going too far down the rabbit hole of being like, I want you to want to talk about other guys less, or I want you to want to post these Instagram pictures. Because, like, then you're getting, you're injecting yourself too much into the life of this other person. But if you say, this makes me feel a certain way, and all you're talking about is that one little instance of behavior, right? Then you let your partner adjust and you find the way they do it to be unique to them. So you say, it bothers me that you don't post Instagram pictures of me, right?
Yeah. So you don't say, I want you to post. You just say, it bothers me that you do it.
Right.
And
this upsets me. And I'm sorry, but it does. And I'm just sharing with you my feelings. And I don't want you to, like, you know, you don't have to change anything, but this is how I feel.
Right.
And then it's them reacting to how you feel. And how does that person make you feel better?
How does he synthesize that knowledge and become a different person that's more to your liking? Right.
But to have expectations to say, like, that's to say, I want you to post Instagram pictures less, and I want you to post lots of them of me, and I want to be like in charge of the filter.
Yeah.
And I want you to do it multiple times a week, and that's not good. That's no good. And nobody's going to be happy with that situation. But Pure Heart Rule, hey, I wish you posted more Instagram pictures of me, or I'm unhappy because I never show up in your Instagram feed. I'm unhappy because you talk about other guys so much and you don't really tell me that I'm attractive.
Well, so here's my official bit of advice. Okay. After talking it out, I would start with telling her what you'd ideally like her to not do, rather than what you'd ideally like her to do. So his problems are, one, that she compliments other guys, and two, that she doesn't compliment him. I think he should just start with saying, I don't like that you talk about, you compliment other guys in front of me. That makes me feel sad of myself. And then see, now that she doesn't compliment everybody, maybe she'll start complimenting you, or at the very least, the playing field is even between you and everybody else. She's not complimenting anybody.
Right.
Maybe that'll make you feel better before you go on to the second layer, which is, I want you to compliment me more. Because how do you say that without it ever seeming like an empty gesture?
I mean, that's pretty lame, but I also get it. Like, you want, but here's what I would say, and I think my advice is going to be pretty similar on this. You do have to say something. Say, and I would say you wait till the behavior that upsets you occurs, and then you say, what just happened makes me a little upset.
Yeah.
And I think you can't... I just broke my own brain.
Oh my God. Your nose is bleeding.
So here's what I would say. You can't like break up with somebody, because right now she is like blissfully ignorant that all these things are adding up and weighing on you, like the lack of the compliments and then the compliments to the other guys, and it's building and building and growing, and finally you're going to break and be like, fuck this!
Whoa.
No!
All I said was that guy was cute.
Yeah.
Once.
She has no idea. So you need to say, at least the first time, this bothers me. And then that way, if it happens more and more, you're like, this is really bothering me. And if it never stops, then you say, you know what? It bothers me to the point where I'm done and I'm going to find a blowjob somewhere else.
Right.
So at least you're not going from zero to breakup real quick.
Real fucking quick.
Uh-huh. So I would start just by that little nugget. This bothered me a little bit. And then see how the behavior changes.
Tug on the thread at first before you destroy the...
Because your girlfriend's a human that's going to make human decisions based on your feelings.
Yeah.
And if she makes decisions based on your feelings that continue to hurt your feelings, then that's a bad relationship. But if she makes decisions that make you feel better based on you expressing how you feel, then that's a nice relationship.
Communication is key.
I actually invented that phrase.
Yeah, but your communication is spelled with a K, so it's kind of cool.
Yeah, my communication is key, spelled with a C.
Oh, it's like communication is key,
yeah.
But something is the lock and or something like that.
Is spelled with the K and the C. Communication is key. And the lock is...
The Loch Ness Monster.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hotness.
The hotness.
Yo, the Loch Ness Monster? That's the hot mess monster, man. That the Loch Ness Monster is a lush, a drunk beast.
See, this is why people can't take you seriously.
No.
This is why you can't have nice advice.
Serious. The water in Scotland is booze. It really is. And the Loch Ness Monster is a hot mess.
Monster. All right, next question.
Okay. Yo, Amir, blowing his nose, hawking a loogie. There he goes. He runs the sink and he blows his nose in the sink. And what do you think? That's just what he's wearing. It's mink. It's a mink coat for his sore throat. Sit down, buddy. Careful, careful. Here comes the headphones. They're going on his ears. Here goes Jake, about to chug a few beers. Yo, here we go.
Yeah, you already chugged a few beers.
I am drunk.
All right. Will you read this question? It's from a lady.
Yeah.
We'll call her Shoshana.
You really are reading the book.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
I've retained two character names at that.
Hey, guys. Help a girl out. 3 weeks ago, it was a friend's bachelorette. For various reasons, this girl... excuse me. Can I start over?
Sure.
Hey, guys. Help a girl out. 3 weeks ago, it was a friend's bachelorette. For various reasons, This girl is getting married while we're still in undergrad. Fuck me, I'm sorry. Hey guys, help a girl out. 3 weeks ago, you're going to edit it out so I'm only reading it once, right?
Maybe.
You piece of shit. You do that for yourself. Hey guys, help a girl out. 3 weeks ago, it was a friend's bachelorette. For various reasons, this girl is getting married while we're still in our undergrad. Of course, this means a group of 20 to 22-year-old girls went out to a strip club to go see some wieners. I've been to a female strip club with my male friends in the past, but this male strip club was a whole new world. My friends jokingly got me a lap dance, and after venturing up to the private area, I got quite a lot for $20 without actually letting this male stripper hit a home run.
Ooh.
That being said, he was intent upon it and asked for my number with the promise of meeting up later. I don't know how to say no, obviously, so I gave it to him and never met up with him because my drunken quest for food was far more important. So here's my issue. I now have a male stripper 10 years my senior calling me and texting me on the regular, even though I never respond. I accidentally answered the phone once and immediately regretted it. He seems really polite, and I don't want to be mean, but how do I tell this stripper that I don't want to sleep with him? Thanks, Shoshana.
So it happens the other way. Male strippers hit on female.
Sorry, she like hooked up with this male stripper in the... That's pretty weird.
Why did you get hooked up? He did everything but go home run or something?
She like almost fucked him and she paid $20 and he's desperately trying... Like, this is so backwards and strange.
I think I want to be a male stripper.
You're not supposed to do that.
Do they have male stripper like clubs for people that don't look like strippers? Like, if I was just a normal looking guy and I wanted to strip at a strip club, would they let me?
I bet you would just have to be able to like dance. Because I mean, they all have strippers of all different, female strippers of all different shapes and sizes.
What's the equivalent of me as a female stripper?
You have a very normal body. I think that's most female strippers. For whatever reason, male strippers are, you imagine like Magic Mike.
Yeah, like super buff.
You imagine like Magic Mike.
Yeah.
So yeah, you're like, think they have to be you'd have to be really buff, but I'm sure you're fine.
Yeah, I want to be like a stripper that comes out in like a cardigan and a short sleeve shirt, and then you take off the cardigan and then you undo my like khakis.
I think the fun angle is that your dick is really small, so it's kind of like,
yeah, right,
that's your thing.
Yeah, right,
what are you talking about, Bloomfield? It's not a big deal, it's just me and you in a room, we're just hanging out talking. We could tell them,
promise,
yeah, dude.
I don't want anybody to know.
They won't do it. They really won't do it.
As I'm just listening to this, uploading it, this doesn't make any sense to me, but he freaking promised. So I have to believe him.
I really don't think she should have hooked up with the stripper in the room.
Well, she hooked up with the stripper in the room.
That's not normal behavior to me.
This is you talking. She just dad.
Like, she wrote it so casually, like that's what's supposed to happen at the strip club. Like, have you ever gone into a private room and almost had sex with a stripper?
No, I mean, I don't. I've never been to a private room with a stripper.
And also, she's like, and I only had to pay $20.
I got quite a lot for $20 without actually letting this male stripper hit a home run. What do you imagine happened in that? What does that mean?
I feel like he went down on her. I think they 69'd.
You think they 69'd? That's the furthest you can get without sex, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's weird because that's definitely... I think that's more intimate than sex.
Of course.
So it's weird that that's not as far as sex.
That's an inside the park home run.
Yeah, it's way more rare.
Yeah. It's an unassisted triple play, if you can imagine. So what? Isn't it easy to not... how do I tell the stripper I don't want to sleep with him?
I do think that you ignoring the text will tell him that.
She doesn't have to like specifically say no?
I probably wouldn't. I would probably just start, if she's comfortable ignoring the text, I think they'll stop coming in eventually. And if they don't, you just say, hey, I'm seeing somebody. Sorry, it was nice meeting you.
It's easy.
I mean, this is like, it sounds, it's sort of an interesting problem because it's like coming from a male stripper.
Yeah.
But it's just like anybody you have like some sort of weird one night hookup with. You don't owe them anything. You don't even owe them kindness or politeness.
She already actually already paid him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You paid him $20.
You fulfilled your services.
And I should retract that. You owe everybody kindness and politeness. That's not okay. True. But I do think ignoring the text is fine.
And if it heats up, then you can like just text back like, "Hey, sorry,
I'm not interested. I don't want to. You're a male prostitute of yourself."
No, I wouldn't say that because then he'll be like, "All right, yeah, I'll leave that."
And right? No, don't really say that. Yeah. But I would just say like, "Hey, I don't see like it was really nice hanging out, but I don't see this going anywhere. Have a good one."
Yeah,
it's good hanging out, but I have a boyfriend.
Oh, that's good.
Peace out forever.
Oh, those are good.
Etz. You're like, fuck this noise. If you don't like him, you don't have to talk to him. See you later. Hit the road, Jack. Don't come back no more.
Let's go to commercial,
Jack.
Then I'll come back
and I'll still be singing. I promise.
All right, we'll be back on the other side of this commercial break. Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show. We love Squarespace.
That's correct. I use Squarespace over and over again, all the time. It is my go-to.
Yeah, you've built multiple websites.
Yes.
It's kind of insane. You're like almost a Squarespace entrepreneur at this point. You must have made, what, 3, 5, 50 websites?
I am a mogul. Yeah, I am a scion of Squarespace.
So you know how easy it is to design, mm-hmm. and you don't need to know much programming, if any, at all, to create a professional-looking online store, portfolio, blog, vlog. Hell, you'll even create a slog.
I have created a slog, and it is a slog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a secret vlog.
Right.
You can even purchase domain names through Squarespace. Jake, what did you find that people can buy right now?
Fly a bike. You've heard of fly a kite. Well, how about you fly a bike? That's where you tie a string to a bike and run with it and see if it will fly. And if it does, you'll post it on this website, flyabike.com. Thanks, Sharks.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah. Mine is bikeafly.com, which is also available.
Really?
Yep.
You can bike a fly? That's good.
Yeah, you put a little flea on like a bike. You're like, oh my God, look at this tiny little circus.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That's really smart.
So if you want to buy those domain names, or maybe somebody in your life is turning 50 and you want to buy them a website to show you how much you appreciate them, you can buy their full name.com if it's available. You can do it all.
Gorgeous.
And you can also do email campaigns. You can sell content. They got award-winning customer service. They even got a new AI tool called Squarespace AI to update written content on any website, product description, or email. So it can generate instant personalized results for your brand, which is kind of cool.
Very cool.
So to get access to all these cool features and more, just head to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain by using that code segments.
Baller.
Yeah, that's squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase. And then when you're ready to launch, you'll just use that code segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Squarespace. Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Wow. Very exciting.
Jake, did you know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions that they just completely forgot about?
I did know that, but only because we've done one of these ads before, and I was floored when I found out.
Yeah, streaming content. You download an app to learn a thing, and then 13 months later, you're paying $6.95 for a flexibility course that you haven't taken since 2022.
Mm-hmm. You're stiff as a board. I mean, my God.
That's going to happen. Well, thank you, because Rocket Money is a personal finance app.
That's right.
That finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower those bills so you can grow your savings.
Beautiful.
Rocket Money sort of scours your bill. They say, get rid of this, this, that, and the other, and then you can suddenly find yourself with some extra cash in your pocket.
Exactly right.
Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions. Holy smokes.
Really good.
An average of $740 a year when you use the app's robust features. You found some stuff on Rocket Money that you canceled, right?
Yes.
I mean, you don't have to name names, of course, but like what? You saved, I thought you said close to $1,500, $1,600 a month?
That's, hey, easy does it.
A lot of gray area, okay. Quasi-legal,
no,
kind
no.
of dangerous subscriptions that Rocket Money me. Found
that wasn't me.
And canceled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and actually now I want them back.
I'm scared without them. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments.
Oh, yeah.
That's rocketmoney.com/segments. rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Rocket Money.
And we're back.
Welcome.
We have show. A show.
We have show.
We have show.
We have show.
March 30th at Duke University.
Let's do it. Coach K.
There is so little information online. We just have assurances from the university that we are doing a show there.
And Coach K is going to be there.
No.
So is JJ Redick.
Yes. Shane Battier is actually coming.
That is correct. Yeah. It's crazy. I'm so excited. So thrilled.
Yeah. So honored that Bobby Hurley himself is going to be emceeing the entire event. It's at the Reynolds Theater, I believe. Reynolds Theater. Either way, it's a big space. And they say its tickets are free, and they say it's for students only.
But
do you believe them?
In my experience, if you really want to go to the show...
It's the pure heart rule. If you really think you belong there...
I think we can get you into the show.
Yeah, because I don't know if we can get 600 students from Duke to go.
Right, and but, I'd really hate to see if we can and then not.
Yeah.
Maybe we can get 600 people from North Carolina to go.
Yeah, there's a whole mess of schools there. UNC, Chapel Hill's right there.
It's the Research Triangle.
It's absolutely the Research Triangle. It's Tobacco Road. It's the oldest rivalry in sports, and we expect everybody to come out.
I don't care if you're a Tar Heel.
I don't care if you're a member of the Wolf Pack or a Blue Devil.
You know, I don't care if you're a Coach K or a Coach Williams.
Nice. I don't care if you're Rasheed Wallace or Elton Brand.
I will say, Tyler Hainsborough can suck my fat dick.
Psycho T.
I don't want you there, dude. UConn! Go UConn forever! Shabazz.
What are you talking
Boat
about?
Boat right.
We're not going.
Hilton Armstrong.
I'm such a...
Charlie Villanueva.
What a specific...
Jake Voskel.
You only know UConn Huskies from 1998 to 2002.
Emeka Okafor.
Jake Voskel. That's the closest you've gone to actually cheering for a team, right? A basketball team.
I mean, I was super into UConn when I was in high school and college.
Right.
That's why I know those players.
Yeah.
But yeah. I mean, since then, I'm passively, I like when they win.
Yeah.
But
hence the Shabazz.
Hence Shabazz for sure.
All right. Duke University. Do your own research and try to find out where the show is, because I can't find any information.
And if
online.
You do find out, let us know.
Please. Because all we have is sort of a poorly written contract. Hand scribbled on a napkin.
But that'll be a fun weekend, just like Austin. We try to hang out in Chapel Hill, Raleigh, Durham.
Oh, yeah. The big three. That will be fun. We should get tickets. Yeah, either way.
we'll find ourselves there.
Yeah.
Whether we have tickets to get on a plane or not, I think we'll just end up.
I think I'll wake up on the 27th.
Carbro that weekend.
Yeah, and just be there and want it. If I want it enough, then it'll happen. Did I want to talk about what was that Nicki Minaj song that we were talking about before the break that I was really into?
Oh, with the Drake verse?
Yeah.
I never fucked Nicki because she got a man, but when that's over, I'm first in line.
Yeah. There's a song called Only, and it's Nicki Minaj and Drake.
And Chris
Brown. I don't like talking about him because he's a woman beater.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to pull up the lyrics because it's a highly entertaining song. It's fun when rap songs are also kind of funny. So this is Drake's verse. I never fucked Nicki because she got a man, but when that's over, I'm first in line. The other day in her Maybach, I thought, goddamn, it was a perfect time. We just came from that video. You know LA traffic, how the city's slow. She was sitting down on that big butt, but I was still staring at her titties, though.
Still staring at her titties, though.
And then even better, that's right, I like my girls BBW, which is...
Big, beautiful women.
The type that want to suck you dry, then eat some lunch with you. It's really funny. And then so thick that everyone else in the room is so uncomfortable. Ass on Houston, Texas, but the face looks like Claire Huxtable. he likes girls so thick that they will drink your semen and then still want to eat with you.
Right.
So fat that
they
everyone,
make everyone
in the
else
room...
nervous. Is she too fat?
I'm just afraid that Drake is with this really morbidly obese woman. I'm so uncomfortable.
It's a lady who looks like Big Pun. I think that's not okay.
Jabba the Ho just sitting down next
Drake
to
Drake just jerks off to before pictures on The Biggest Loser.
So uncomfortable. He wants a girl. He wants a girl to make everybody else in the room literally uncomfortable.
That's not the first. Like, I think on his new mixtape, he has a line that says something like, he's talking about a girl that he's with. He's like, ass so big that it's almost embarrassing.
It's he's just pushing it further and further.
His next album is just going to be like, her ass is so big that I just shook my head and I said, no, this won't do.
Her nutritionist and physician is just literally begging me to do something about
it. Walked in the club with my new girlfriend. We were a laughing stock.
Absolutely. She was literally 700 pounds. Could not walk. Is Drake dating anybody famous? Does he actually really like larger women?
I don't know who he's dating or who he has dated. I thought he dated Rihanna or something.
She's not big.
No.
She's a liar. She's not BBW.
I bet like those big ass things are, like, aren't necessarily who he's dating, it's just who he's fucking.
God. This is a great song. Highly recommend it.
Just reading. I really thought this was his verse in Truffle Butter. Isn't Truffle Butter like almost the exact same thing?
Just various songs.
There's Nicki's
about...
verse in this song, I Never Fucked Wayne, I Never Fucked Drake.
No, that is this song. That's the same song.
Oh, that's this song?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we've never been talking about Truffle Butter. Oh, Lil Wayne is in Truffle Butter.
Right.
It is not in this one.
We have talked about Truffle Butter because Truffle Butter is also a really funny song.
Ugh, it's so funny to like collaborate with a girl. It's like, so maybe for this song, I talk about how I really want to fuck you. And how when you're done with your boyfriend, I will fuck you.
Nicki Minaj's boyfriend is just, hey, like, I heard your new song. It was catchy, but it, like, irked me.
Did Drake mean the shit about how he's first in line?
Nicki's verse is, I never fucked Wayne, I never fucked Drake. If I did, I'd have a menage with him and let him eat my ass like a cupcake, I think.
Yeah.
So her boyfriend... The man that Drake is talking about, he's like, I can't fuck Nicki because she has a boyfriend. And she's saying, I haven't fucked them because I have a boyfriend. But if I didn't, I would fuck them both and let them eat out my butthole together.
Yeah, like it's chocolate frosting.
This dude is just like, okay, fuck this, Nicki.
It's Nicki
and then
Minaj.
This is for the 16-year-old who doesn't like when his girlfriend talks about other guys being cute. Imagine your girlfriend was Nicki Minaj and she was talking about how she's going to let other guys fuck her.
Wouldn't it be funny if Nicki Minaj's boyfriend is just like her accountant, Glenn? Just this 33-year-old normal guy who went to, like, I don't know, Arizona.
NC State.
And then he like got his CPA and he met Nicki Minaj at a club and now they're going out. I don't really feel all that comfortable, Nicki.
Oh, Christ, Nicki. This new verse is annoying.
But I was saying, like, if you're dating Nicki Minaj, you don't get to say anything.
Right.
You just get to date Nicki Minaj. And then...
you just be quiet.
Yeah. Those are the two things you get to do.
So whenever he's upset, Nicki Minaj should just be like, okay, then I'll break up.
No.
Wait!
No, no.
No, Nicki.
Don't.
It's fine, obviously. I would like... All right. If you would like what... To break up?
No, I just know that...
Then I'll keep on doing whatever I want.
Yes.
And you'll get to date Nicki Minaj.
That's right. That's a good deal, Nicki. I just know for a fact that Drake is first
in line. I want you to stop talking. And I might even go fuck Drake now. Oh. Do you want to break up with me?
No, I don't want to break up with you. You know what? Fuck it. I'm going to fuck Drake anyway. Fine. Damn it.
Diva!
Just please don't let him eat your ass like a cupcake.
He is going to.
Shit. My mom was right. I shouldn't have dated a pop star. I should have dated Sheila.
My anaconda don't. Oh, also, I just realized we should mention the bikes we got.
Oh, shoot. I learned how to ride a bike for the first time.
You didn't. Well,
I crashed it.
I do have a video. It's pretty funny of you crashing a bike. But we got free bikes from Hang Ten Bikes. And we told them we'd give them a shout out. But only if the bikes were chill.
And?
Thankfully, they are.
Yes!
They're chill and also dope.
I wonder if we can do this exchange like at the grocery store. Like we'll just buy groceries right. And be like, we can give you cash for this. Or if the food is chill,
we'll say it.
We'll say thanks.
On our podcast.
And then the
get gross laughed out.
This is me talking to the machine that's like self-scan. Yeah.
It says in a robotic voice, sir, the lemon is 29 cents. Do you want it or not?
I don't. I don't want the lemon. So how can people get the bikes?
Oh, well, you go to hang10bikes.com, peruse their selection, check them out. They are cool beach cruiser type vehicles.
Oh, very chill.
Very chill. They're really well made. They're really cool looking, and they're fun to ride too, because we did that, and I can tell you from experience that they're chill.
That I can't stress enough that from our experience, they're chill.
I actually don't think you can even order them online. They're like, you pick them up in real life at a bike shop. Hmm. So you would call your bike shop and see if they carry them. I think you can go online and see where their dealers are. So you can, yeah.
Can I recommend to them that they should just ship bikes?
If they're listening, you guys should ship. What if they do and I'm just not saying it? Just go to their website and you can find everything out that you need to. Hang10bikes.com. They might ship. I don't think they do. I think they will tell you where their bikes are found.
And then you find them.
Yeah. It's like a scavenger hunt where you have to pay money for the product.
Oh, that's the best kind of scavenger hunt.
We really should work this out. Like if people don't have enough money to pay us to hawk their products, we'll do it if you just give us a cool product.
Yeah. Like, so if you make something cool, we'll talk about it if we like it.
Yeah.
I think that's basic. We just boiled down the show business industry in one sentence.
Nicki Minaj actually contacted us and said, hey, if you guys like...
Wow.
If you guys like only, uh-huh, talk about it on your show.
And they'd send us a free MP3. all right. This last question is from, let's call this guy. I only know another female's name in your mom's book.
Oh, yeah. There's not a guy introduced for a little bit.
Uh-huh. Oh. Peter Max is just a name I saw in it. So Peter Max.
Great.
Peter Max writes, hey guys, I met this girl on Tinder and nothing happened between us for about 11 months. We were Snapchat friends, so I would see her story but never messaged her until 8 weeks ago. We started talking and we got along super well, and we even had plans for a date 3 weeks after we started talking again. The date went well and she texted me how she liked me and how I was the only guy who was not into drugs or alcohol that liked her, and that she liked how calm and understanding I was. Then I planned another date, and she said yes. And then 3 hours before I was going to pick her up, she said she couldn't go. I planned another date, and the same thing happened all over again. Altogether 4 times in the course of 3 weeks. Then she would stop replying to my text. But then 5 hours later, she says she's really sorry and stuff, and how she really wants to hang out. It's a cycle of not responding and apologizing many hours later. While she was drunk, she called me and she told me how she wanted to fuck me and how she wanted me so badly. That gave me hope that she really does want me. So I kept persisting. And today we were supposed to see a movie she told me she wanted to see with me, but she canceled again. Then I check on her Snapchat and I see her friends and her are posting pictures of the movie that we were going to see that night on their stories. Do you think her friends and her are playing a sick game on me, or should I just wait it out for a few more weeks? Please let me know, and good job with your show. I listen to it all the time. Thanks, Peter Max.
Peter Max, thank you for that detailed account
of what went wrong.
The timelines are really important.
That actually reminds me of the Nicki Minaj and her boyfriend. Like, really? This girl is just like, yeah, meet up with me. I like how you're so normal. All right. Nah, never mind. I can't. All right. Maybe we should see a movie. Sure. Let's do it. Ah, fuck it. Never mind. I can't.
Right. But she's just like so hot, and she's such a famous star with a fat ass.
Oh, wait. This girl isn't.
Oh.
Yeah. This girl just, you know what she's, what she, what her Nicki Minaj star power is? That one phone call that she's like, oh, I want to fuck you.
Yeah.
Like a girl can do that once and that'll last like 6 months of keeping a guy on the
right,
hook.
Right.
So
Neil
like,
Nicky's only.
So which, I mean, this is not a good situation for this guy. He's holding out hope.
Yes.
And her friends are not trolling you. They just don't think about right. you.
You're definitely overthinking if you're like, I think this is a sick scam and everyone's out to get me. More likely than that, this girl's just a little aloof because she's a little wacky.
Yeah, she said she only hangs out with people that do drugs and alcohol.
Yeah, so here's what I would say. If it's been several weeks and she's bailed on every single date, the phone call should only show you for sure that she's unstable.
Right.
So let's have a nice cathartic moment of just letting it go entirely.
Let it go.
Let it go.
Da, 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 da,
so yeah,
da,
let da. It go entirely. And never talk to her again. Let her, I mean, the fucking ultimate would be if you just really stop responding, like stop texting her, she might start texting you. And then you don't even text her back.
Wow. You think, you think he has the willpower to be that strong of a man?
I think you should, because like you went on one date with a Tinder match. Like this.
I don't think he went on a date with her.
No, I thought he did go on one date and he said that it went well.
Did he?
And he said that she texted him after and said like she liked how calm he was.
I think we started talking. Oh, yeah. Wait. Yeah. The date went well and she texted. She liked me. Yeah. So they've been on one date in 8 months.
Yeah. So this isn't that serious of a relationship that it's worth pursuing in any real way. So let's just make it a social experiment and you never talk to her again and see how thirsty she gets.
Oh, that's interesting. But what if she gets so thirsty that that he then becomes into it again?
Then like see that through. If she gets so desperate that she's like, I want to see you right now, then say, okay, I'll come over. And then if she cancels.
It's just a series of people taking the upper hand from the other person.
Yeah, but like right now he's losing the game so bad that I want to just give him advice to help him.
Like he has to cancel on her three times just to even the playing field out.
Right. You need like just for a little while, you need to not be interested. So literally don't text her.
Don't text her. Don't message her.
And you know what? If the two options are one, she'll become into it and reach out to you. And then your lack of response will like get her more and more interested. Or she will just never reach out to you. I guess that one's probably more likely.
Yeah.
But then you'll get over it and it's going to be fine.
Either way,
keep on swiping on Tinder. This what's happening right now is no bueno.
It's no good.
No.
I mean, you get this kind of stuff on Text Jake where it's like sometimes people are asking for advice, but the best advice is to not send a text at all.
Yes, that's true.
It's like in basketball. Sometimes the best trade is the one you don't make.
Right. Well, I think texting is like, it's like giving this, like a girl, a tiny little dessert. It's pretty sweet. It's like, hey, do you want an M&M? Do you want a Hershey kiss? And it's like a nice, cute little gesture. And she's like, oh, yeah, sure. Yes, thank you. And she doesn't necessarily give you one back, but she's just saying thank you. And uh-huh. That's like what he's saying. Like, you're really pretty. Mm. Yummy, yummy, yummy. Thanks. And if you give somebody too much sweets, if you give somebody too many M&Ms, they're like, thanks. I'll get my own M&Ms. I don't want this. I don't want this from you anymore.
My
teeth
hurt. Sweet.
It's too much. I'm full. But then what he's done after he's fed her lots and lots of M&Ms and Hershey Kisses, and now he's just going to stop feeding her.
Uh-oh.
No more dessert from me.
But she's addicted. But
she's got a little sweet tooth, doesn't she? And now she's gonna reach out. She's gonna be like, hey, how are you? But what she's really saying is, do you have any M&Ms? Hey, would you feed me chocolate? And you, nothing. No, I don't have anything. And then eventually she's going to get really hungry, rabbit for it. She's just like, give me it. Give me the M&Ms. And you say, no, I'm sorry, I don't have any. And then she's going to start giving you M&Ms.
Oh.
So there you go. And then you'll start feeding each other. Oh, and then eventually, nice. Fuck M&Ms, fuck Hershey Kisses. You'll be eating her ass like a cupcake. Do you understand?
Bringing it back. I love it.
Thank you.
All right. Let's end it on that. For the win. Oh, that was great, man. That was totally awesome. All right. So if you
oh, God, I hate you.
If you have your own questions, please email them to ifireyoushow@gmail.com. We start and end every episode with an original theme song written by our talented fans. If you have your own, send that to that same email address. The opening one is from CJ Mom of Pop Source Radio. And this closing one is from Aiden and a 7-year-old, which is
dope.
Very cute. We also need thumbnails. So if you have good art that would represent our podcast well on our Facebook page, send that as well to ifireyoushow@gmail.com. No bonus episode Thursday this week, so we'll be back in 7 calendar days. Yep. See ya.
Peace.
If I Were You, the show with Jake and Amir. Jake is a ladies' man, Amir is weird. On the show, they will show you how to yo do you. And they will teach you how to seize the cheese. I hope you think this is very taboo. Kill yourself in a Starbucks. You're above the law. Are you ready to get some advice from two handsome Jews and Sulu candles and sometimes dudes? Then sit back, relax, and listen close to Jake and Amir on this here show. She wants to lay in the middle, in the middle. She wants to lay in the middle of us.
Hey everybody, I don't know if you've heard, but your favorite website, Chime.com, now has words, and it's come in the form of our shiny new podcast right over at Podcast One. So join us. I'm John Rezik. This is Bob Phillip.
Hi.
Every Thursday for a mix of Chime culture, celebrity interviews, and offbeat current events. You never know who's going to drop by the studio, and you certainly never know what we're going to say to them. So it's the Chime podcast. It's total ear candy. There's no snark involved in this, and you can download it now at PodcastOne.com. That's Podcast1.com.